ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताजनम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनि तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं
तद्दूरे
Now you should be ready to come with me to fly India. Huh? And then at once come with me in Vrindavan. From Vrindavan we are going now to Gokul. Where Gokul? In the palace of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. Huh? And you can sit with me there. Krishna is taking breath of his mother and Yashoda Devi giving her breast milk to his Lala Kanhaiya. And there is a competition. Krishna is too much hungry and Yashoda Maiya has so much milk, more than Birja or Khirsagar or anything. So there is not any chance that this ocean of milk will dry, and there is no chance that Krishna stomach will be fulfilled. Never. But in the meantime, there was a milk pot on fire, and the milk was overflowing. It was kartal dona. So, Yashoda, very good, very good. Mother Yashoda saw that milk is overflowing. Why? And it was falling on fire. Yashoda became very merciful. She thought that milk on this pot is thinking, because they are all transcendental. Oh, he is thinking that I am not going to be accepted by Krishna. I am so unqualified. And Krishna is engaged in taking the milk, best milk of my mother Yashoda. And I will always be neglected. So if I am not going serving Krishna, so what is the use of keeping my life? So all devotees should think, and really the devotees, they think that if I am not serving my Gurudev, why am I am going to serve my Gurudev. Only to have to serve Krishna, conjugal, or Mahaprabhu, or Nityananda. But this is not served, we cannot hope less than no use of keeping life. We should try to serve Radha Krishna, conjugal. But if we cannot do, then no use of life. That is why Narottam Thakur is telling, Kenova achaye pran ki sukha. Why my pran is here? My life is here. Why not coming out? I don't want to keep my life for a moment because I am not serving Krishna and Radhika. I am not being qualified, so I should die. So that milk was thinking that I should die burning in fire, so it was coming. Yashoda Maya, like a guru, she thought that I should go and at once I should save his life. So to give a chance for that milk or any devotee, guru sometimes living the service of Krishna himself and comes down and they help devotees, that I am giving chance you to serve Krishna. You should serve Krishna first and then I will serve. So Gurudev is so merciful. Yashoda Maiya. So and at once she wanted that I should running away, go there and save that devotee. But Krishna was taking milk. When he saw that Yashoda Maiya wants to keep me from her lap to down on earth, oh, she became like monkey boy. And he catch hold very tightly here, there, with legs, with mouth very tightly, and with hands so tightly, with legs.
Oh, yes.
Like monkey, you know, have you seen Indian monkey? Very expert. So Krishna, he was not satisfied, so he wanted to take more milk. But now he has tightened her mother. But mother was so in hurry, so, oh, with one hand, very easily, oh, you should sit here. And Krishna was controlled and he was, he sat there. But he was so angry. You know that Putna was so powerful, having the power of 50,000 elephants, not horses, 3 horsepower, 4 horsepower, not like that. 6,000 elephant power. Yeah, an elephant has perhaps how much? With so many horses he can do like this and oh, like that. Nah? So much power. And Krishna easily was shocking her breast. No use power. But she could not get rid of Krishna. And here Yashoda, Krishna engaged his all power, 6 kinds of opulence there, so much power. Being supreme personality of Godhead, supreme personality of all powers. But he cannot do so. Easily Yashoda kept him. Oh, sit down here. And she ran. Then Krishna was thinking that, oh, Yashoda has so much prem for, love for, no, milk, not to me. And he wanted to cry and weep, but now he has some anger. And so first he wanted to do something and then weep. So he wanted to
turn over
that pot with all curd and everything. he wanted, but he was so weak that he could not do anything. Then he searched any other way. There was a stone there, Indian ladies they use in masala making, very little, and he thought it was so clever and tricky that upper part so much thicker and lower part so much thin, and if I will break it on the top, all liquid will not go away. So all liquids will go away because mother has left me. And that is why he took that stone and made a hole in the bottom very easily. And then when liquid was coming white, then he was looking that, oh, how beautiful, coming, and everywhere spread. After that, he has this thing that he became fear. He has a fear that, oh, mother will come and see and chastise me. Not only chastise. What she will do? Beat me. So, he discovered a way. He thought, there is the room. Having two gates, one coming to courtyard and one to go out of courtyard or home outside on the roadside. And quickly he entered that. And there were so many
hanging ropes,
butter pots hanging. And there was a motor, grinding motor there was. And he climbed up there and very easily used to take from all others. Sometimes taking himself and sometimes giving to monkeys. Why to monkeys? Because monkeys in Treta Yuga, they have served Ram, that is Krishna, with their life and soul, not wanting anything in return, that, oh Ram, you should supply us some fruits or anything, nothing, and giving their life in battle. So Krishna thought that I have not repaid anything. So now is in this, and he was giving butter to all. And also some crow came, and he was distributing to. Why? Because there was a Kagbhushundi in the shape of a crow, a very high class of Ram devotee, always remembering him, always preaching in the whole world. So he wanted to also do something for their generations. So he was distributing to them. When Yashoda went there, he consoled how, with some water taken in his hand and sprinkled like this. Oh, don't give your life. I have come to save you. First, I will give you
chance
to serve Krishna, and then I will serve. So Guru does like this, very merciful. After that, fancy returned. When it came down, she took off that pot from fire, kept anywhere else, and he quickly returned. When he went there, he saw that, oh, where is boy? Where is Krishna? He began to search. At once he saw that all the liquid has come out of this, and he began to laugh. I see, very tricky, naughty. I will give a very good lesson to him. But Krishna was not there. Any thief wants to, does not want, he never keeps any sign of that he is same person, so that he may not be caught. Understand? What? What I am want to tell?
He never leaves any evidence so that people catch him.
But anyhow, he leaves some evidence. That is why police comes and they catch hold by their dogs or by anything, by footprint, by anything. So Krishna has kept there his footprints. At that time he has not think that these footprints will help Mother Yashoda to chastise me. So now Yashoda, with this clue, she knew that Krishna has entered in this room. And quickly she took a cane in her hand and tipped like this. Oh, where is Krishna? She saw that he is standing on a mortar,
grinding mortar,
and taking butter from there and dividing in all monkeys. But he was also looking that like this towards door, that if Mother will come, I will at once fly. Yashoda Maiya saw that he is now giving. So quickly, like a black cat, like this. You know that if there are so many dry leaves, and cat will go, walk, but no sound. Very. So Yashoda Maiya like this, entered in the room and in the shade of any kavat,
door.
And she was taking, thinking to have any chance to
catch him.
But when he was so nearer and about to catch, in the meantime monkeys began to run and crows also like this, going. Then Krishna, there's a why they are running? At once he saw that Mother with a stick is cutting. And he is about to.
Yes.
At once he jumped up from there. And on the road he began to run. Yashoda Maiya told, anywhere in the world you will go, I must catch you and chastise you. Krishna thought that Mother will not come and follow me because Indian ladies, they are so much shame to go out. And if any how they have anything to go out, they will take their belts like this. So with belts they cannot run. Yashoda Maiya told that you have come from my home, I am more intelligent than you. Today there are no one here in village this. All have gone to cowherd. So today is so free, I will run. But Yashoda Maiya was some healthy, very fat here, very. If anyone see is, and if she is bending, anyone can think that, oh, she should not
break
here. Very beautiful, very soft. But today, he took his bell here and began to run. And Krishna quickly began to run. You should know that any Mahajogi like Sukadeva Goswami or Narad even, high class of yogis. Their all heart is so pure, but they cannot in their trance take the son of Krishna, lotus feet. They cannot touch. But Yashoda Maiya, in this body also, being a gopi, and he began to quickly run. If anyone is running, and I want to catch him, then I will have to run more than that person that to whom we can catch him. So Yashoda was running more than Krishna. What is the meaning? Krishna loves his devotees. But if anyone wants to control Krishna, he will have to love Krishna more than Krishna loves you. Understand? Krishna has so much love and affection for us, but say devotees has much more love and affection than Krishna has to us. Then he can control. That is why Srimati Radhika has how much more love and affection that Krishna has to Radhika. Radhika has much more affection to Krishna than Krishna has to Srimati Radhika. And that is why Krishna always controlled by Srimati Radhika. So if anyone wants to control Krishna, he will have to love Krishna more. Yashoda has also more affection. She was running quickly. So, but being some stool, healthy, and Krishna now not so much bigger, but quickly running, and from this to that zigzag way, that Yashoda wanted to, oh, I have caught hold, but at once he used to go there. She could not catch hold. Now he was somewhat taking so long, long breaths. Then he such a way that the stick which has she has, oh Krishna, see, I'm giving up you, throwing. So Krishna did like that and he stood up. Mother, don't beat me. Yashoda told you, why I should? I've done no offense. Oh, you have done no offense. Why you broke the pot? Krishna told that, I have not broken that pot. Who has broken? You, mother, you have done. How? When you are quickly running to save the milk in your... Let's say you have so much of golden, very powerful. And so anyhow it was stuck and it was broken. I have not done. Oh, you are liar. No, mother. And no liar or other thief. It may be in your dynasty. Anyone was thief. But in our Baba dynasty, no one is thief, no one is liar. Then he began to laugh, and again he quickly ran. Krishna again began to run, and one after one, the flowers from his hair going on, falling down. At that time, as if the flowers are telling, Mother, you are not alone, we are also helping you and running with you. So you should try more. Krishna is now taking so long breath. I see that we will help you. So run quickly. We are also running. Understand this? That flowers one by one coming, it seems that they are also running. So Yashoda quickly took any
stone
and hit it like, oh, see, at once, and hit from behind the catch hold of Krishna. Now he took a stick in his right hand and left hand, taking the right hand of Krishna and wanted to beat him. And Krishna was hiding himself here in back of Yashoda and weeping, don't beat me, mother, don't beat me, mother. Very, in a long breath. At last, Yashoda Maiya becomes merciful. I will not beat you, but I will bind you in the same motor. You are both guilty, helping each other. So we must punish you both. And then he took to that his courtyard and tried to bind him. he took one of his ropes and tried to bind him. This rope was so long, more than 2-3 yards. And Krishna, this rest, west, was so like 12 only fingers. And golden chain was here, with tinkling bell. But this rope could not go one round even. Then Yashoda Maiya is thinking that how it became. In the meantime, there came so many sakhis of Yashoda Maiya, and they saw that Krishna is so loudly weeping and doing like this. And Ganga and Jamunas are flowing from his eyes. And he khob lamba lamba saw. He was taking so long. And so frightened. They all requested Yashoda Maiya, Sakhi, give up. Don't beat Krishna. In your old days, he has come from your home. You should be merciful to this boy. So, usko chhod de, mane?
Give
up him. But Yashoda Maiya told that you should bring more ropes. And they were laughing and saying that Yashoda cannot bind him. Because Brahma, the creator, has not written in his Krishna forehead that anyone can bind Krishna. But they were looking and clapping and laughing what Yashoda does. So many ropes, not only so many ropes from neighbor houses, so many ropes were come, and they were tightened together. It became so long, but they could not one round even 2 fingers less. Why? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, you know. So he wished that Mother Yashoda should not bind me. If she is binding, I cannot play with boys. They are standing there, Madhumangal, Subal and Sridham and all others are there. I cannot. So Mother Yashoda should not bind me. Oh, my very dear, beloved, also gopis, my friends are waiting for me. Cows are waiting for me. If I am not going there, they will not give milk. When Krishna will go there, automatically they will give milk. Otherwise, their calf will not make the cause of milking. They will not give to their children also, they will kick them. But when Krishna will go and seeing Krishna, they will give from the milk from their hearts. So how I can do all these things? So Krishna wanted that Yashoda Maiya should not mind. At once Jogmaya, the servant of maid servant of Krishna, at once came. But anyone, if she was invisible, anyone could not see. That Krishna is not knowing anything, he is like, what?
Innocent boy.
Innocent boy. And he is not remembering that I am supreme personality of Godhead and I have so much power. But Jogmaya at once came and did miracle that Krishna vest is like same. And all ropes together going so long, but not rounding one even. Two angles. On each round, when she tried, only two, not three, not one, not a four or so much. Only two rounds. What is this? This is the thing that if any devotee purely following uttama bhakti, like anna vilasita sunyam ज्ञान कर्माद्दनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम. He is practicing so much. Shramanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandanam. Like giving up everything in the renounce order, even like Narada and Sukadeva Goswami, like Shankara or others. But by doing so, anyone cannot control Krishna. Krishna should be merciful. Krishna is always merciful to us. So if there are no two things, if we are thinking that Krishna is so merciful, I should not do anything. Krishna is merciful, so he will sprinkle merciful. Come and miss. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went door to door, not devotees came to Mahaprabhu. So it may be like so. Then you will have not, you cannot control Krishna. And if you are only exercising in devouring, practicing bhakti yoga, and less birth, you cannot have a darshan of Krishna. Both things be there. In Krishna power, I think that supreme power is bhaktavatsalya. What bhaktavatsalya? If any devotee is practicing so hard, not taking anything, quite fasting, always weeping, and if Krishna is merciful to them, realizing their kashta, sufferings, he becomes so soft, his heart melts, and quickly he gets darshan. But only we are doing like Yashoda, whole day, from morning till midday, practicing so much, he could not mind. So any devotees, by practicing Krishna, even pure bhakti, we cannot have darshan of Krishna. But when our practice plus Krishna mercy are together, at once quickly he will be controlled and he will be seen. So we should try to follow Rupa Sanatan, always practicing bhakti yoga so hardly. If anyone following Ekadasi, like we follow now, eating, drinking whole day, always our mouth is running, for what? always, this thing, another thing, something, that thing, whole day and night. Will Krishna be merciful there? Not there. Oh, he is happy. He is taking and he is happy. But anyone not taking anything, no sleep in night for 3 days, nothing taking, always weeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. In Vrindavan, in a very solid refresh also, then Krishna mercy may come. That way he has not taken anything. If you chastise your boy and your boy become to weep and rolling down, then mother will give up his all things and he will come and satisfy that boy. So like this. So we should not depend on our practice of the bhakti yoga. But also on the other hand, without this you cannot have the mercy. So both things should be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given an example for this. Marjaranyaya and Markatnyaya. Means like monkeys and like cats. When any monkey with his child wants to jump from one tree to another, the children of monkey at once jumps on the back of mother, or here, stomach, or here. Mother has not to do anything, she will jump only. But this, if the child anyhow fall down, then mother never takes again like a son and gives up that boy forever. But generally it is not so. So mother is not doing anything, but mercy is there that he should go on his back or his lap, and she will jump from one place to another. So a devotee should always practicing so much. In one, and like cat has nothing to do,
kitchen,
nothing to do. They will do only meow meow, and his mother will come and take in his mouth and take one place to another. In Ramanuja Sampradaya there are two kinds of Vaishnava like this. They depend on Krishna and one on their practices. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu try to mix both. And then easily Krishna will be controlled. So we should do practices so much, pure practices, continuous, but also waiting for mercy. And then mercy will come and we will easily control Krishna. He gave an example more. A person fell down in a well, and he was trying himself to come out, but he could not. He was trying so much. In the meantime, any person came and he threw out a rope in the ground. See, if that person who is falling down on the well, he will take it and then he can pull. But if he is not taking, tightening, then how, what he can do? So Krishna is like pulling, but if you are not holding off, then we cannot have that bhakti or darshan of Krishna. When Krishna saw that Yashoda mother is praying Krishna, God, Narayan, this boy has come from my womb, and from very beginning in morning and up to midday, I am trying to bind him, but I could not do. So she was like weeping, tears were coming, face is like reddish face, and she became so worried. He was about to weep. Sakhis were seeing this, his face, and Krishna also saw. At once he became so merciful. And Kripyasi Sabandane Tishta Parishramam Krishna. Krishna saw how hard labor is doing my mother to tighten me. And his eyes, so sweats are coming from here and there. At once Krishna became merciful, and only one rope was sufficient for binding Krishna. In half she binded Krishna and half she binded the okal. But in what way? He tightened that rope from here, from the side of his stomach. And in the end here he gave one knot, and again she tightened that girdle about her. And he got very tightened knots there. Krishna was weeping though. So many boys were coming. Yashoda told that, look after this boy, and anything is done, at once tell me. And she quickly went to do his householder jobs or to turn. But his mind was there, though by bodily he went there, but always thinking that, how my boy, why I did so, I have done wrong, but there was no way, chastising herself, no. And here Krishna, with all the boys, first he was weeping, when Yashoda mother
went away.
At the same time Baldev returned from the house of Upananda with his mother. His mother went inside to see, look after Yashoda, and Baldev came directly to
Krishna.
With the counsel of Krishna, all friends and Krishna. And he looked that Krishna was weeping, and there were some signs, like kajal and water here. And he saw that Krishna is blinded. Who did it? And he became very furious. Who did it? He wanted to know. But Madhvangal came and told in his ear, "Hey, mother, Yashoda, oh mother." Then he was also frightened. He was so furious. He wanted to say, who has blinded him? If not Yashoda, then he could do not have anything. Or he has
untied it.
But then he became proud. Oh, there must be something. And then all the boys were clapping, "Oh, see Krishna."
Today you get a good lesson.
So they were clapping and laughing, and Krishna also began to laugh. Now his weeping was stopped. And playing with the boys. At once, Madhumangal has a proposal, gave a proposal, that we should try to
untie.
So Madhumangal first went. In the meantime, Subal told, "I will do." Sridham told, "I will do." All well, fighting within them. Who will do? But anyone could not do. At last they proposed that Krishna should himself do. He wanted to do, but his hands not so sufficient to reach that knot. He could not do. At last Krishna gave a proposal, because he reminded that Nath has given scope to Nalkova and Marikus. There are so false ego, taking birth in very high family, rich family in the world, richest family in the whole world, Kuber. And so were very beautiful in the world, very learned also. So all these things were in them. So false ego was also there. They were playing in a pond with naked some ladies, Aspara. Nag was going, walking. He saw that, they are like a tree. They have no sense, no shame, nothing more than a tree. But the ladies at once quickly came out of the water and they
covered
with cloth, and from there they began to do pranam to Narada Rishi. But these two drunkards and no shame having, they were abusing them. "Why you went there? And why this old gentleman came?" So he was also doing something like, and he was calling all. Now told that, "You have become like a tree. You are my friend's son." Kuber was his friend, because Narada Rishi always used to go to Shankar. And this Kuber was Shishya, disciple of Shankar. So they were friends. So he became so merciful to these boys and told, "Oh, I will make you so pure. Go at once and be like a tree for some days, some years. At once," he said. And telling this, they became to be like a tree, and then realized, "Oh, Narada is so powerful. He has told, and at once we are going to be a tree." At once they quickly run and they fell on the lotus feet of Narada. "Save us, save us. Be kind to us. We have done so much offenses in your lotus feet. Now we are repenting and realize. Lord told that I wanted, that you should realize. Now I am giving chance to you that you will be tree surely, because I have told like so. But we will be tree in Gokul. And after some years means less. And you will be tree there, waiting for Krishna. And when in the last of Dwapar Yug, Krishna will appear there, then mercifully he will remind you. And quickly he will touch you anyhow, and you will be liberated. And you will have bhakti. Satyuga. He gave this course to them in Satyuga. And after two yugas, and then they were waiting, like doing tapasya. Austerities. Their arms are branches like this. Can you be one day like doing so? Very hard. And someone cutting their here, there, taking their bark, because the tree is very famous for their bark and their juice. Anyone, anywhere, broken this, then at once anyone can take, and they were so very powerful.